Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I knew something happened in the second half. I don't know exactly what play. I just remember shoving Calvin on one play, and I felt something kind of strain, perhaps tear. You know, I just felt a sharp pain. It hurts. I'm definitely sad. This team has a lot of potential, and the fact that I'm no longer a part of that to help this team further succeed, that's the part that hurts. But my role right now is just to be the biggest cheerleader and supporter I can on the sideline.
Do you think you could get back to the playoffs if they make it?
Yes. Yeah, potentially, hopefully. I mean, yeah.
No surgery?
As of right now, no. The injury is still kind of being diagnosed, second opinion, so I'm still kind of having that, still having it being evaluated. Yeah, you know what? It's just one of those seasons, man. It's the National Football League, and I think it happens to every team at least once a year. It just so happened the injury bug, it's got a hold of our team for some reason. I don't know. Potentially, possibly, yeah, but I guess I haven't really thought about it until you just said it, so thanks for spoiling the mood. I don't think so. I mean, I think Calvin's a good receiver, and he had a good game. Oh, well, he's a veteran. He's been in this defense a while. He's been a starter, in this defense before Tim got here. So I think Zach Bowman is he's a good fit. He's the next man up, and I have nothing but the confidence and faith in Zach. I think he can get the job done. Sit down, chill, let it heal, ice and stem, take a Tylenol. Have a Coke and a smile. I don't know. just let it heal. I don't think the ARP can heal tendons and ligaments and bones. But I mean, if it's out there, yeah, I'll try it. As long as it's legal and within the framework of the defense or the NFL. No, I think my athleticism is still there to play corner in this league, whether it be for the Bears or somebody else, but I still think I have some corner left in me. To be honest with you, y'all are ones who brought that up, or I was talking to Hagel outside, and he brought it up just beforehand. I didn't even really think about it, and I'm still on the contract currently, so my whole view and thought process is I'm still a Bear, so when I'm no longer a Bear, then we can talk about that. But as for right now, I'm still an employee of this organization, so no need to talk about it. Yeah, like I said earlier, the best thing I could do right now is just be the biggest cheerleader. I know we don't have them, but you're looking at one right now, so I'm not putting a skirt on, but I can definitely scream, I can cheer, I can shout, and just show my support for my teammates, because I know if they were in my situation, they'd probably do the same thing. It sucks. Let's be real. No, I don't envision myself watching games from the sideline. To me, that's foreign. I don't like it. I hate it. But, I understand why I was on the sideline, because of my knee. But all I have to do is just be a cheerleader and help out John Hoke and Chris Harris and Mel Tucker. And if they need something, if I see something, it's just they have an extra set of eyes and some experience on the sideline with them. So I'm not fond of coaching, but I guess I'm kind of being thrown into it, so I'm willing to help out and do my part.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.